Hello.
Hi there, this is Kyle returning your call from customer service. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was charged $67.32 on my credit card. What was that for?
Okay, I think I should be able to help you out with that. I was able to pull up a record in my system through the phone number you called with. Does the name Lauren Johnson sound familiar?
Yeah, that's me.
That's you? Okay. And I'm showing a billing address here in New Mexico. And before I'm allowed to discuss the account with you, would you be able to just verify the street address for me? Well, it's not a street
Mailing address,
address.
P.O. Box 61192.
Yep, that's it. Okay, good deal. In Farmington.
Yeah.
Alrighty, yeah. Okay, so the transaction history is loading up now, but once it loads, I should be able to see what these charges are. You said $67 charged?
Yeah, 32 cents.
Okay. As soon as this loads up, bear with me. All right, here we go. Uh-oh. My fancy new mouse died on me. All right. Okay, I see here the earliest charge I can see is on December 5th for $8.25. It was the shipping and handling for a free welcoming gift stealth drone.
Yeah.
That sound familiar?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me look into here real quick. See. This is what I think it is. I think I know what's going on here. Yeah, so it looks like here on the website where with the drone, it does say it is a says here free welcoming gift, and in the terms and conditions, it states that it's welcoming you to our online Factory Direct Savings Store membership. And that's a membership to an online discount gadget store that you get a $125 voucher for every month that you're a member. And on the, it was, I understand I definitely am not calling you or saying anything about you or not paying attention or anything like that. But I know sometimes the terms and conditions can be way down at the bottom, and they're full of legalese. That's just these tiny little letters that you don't even really understand a lot of the words. But
Yeah.
it did say in the terms and conditions that if you don't call within 48 to 72 hours of accepting the welcoming gift, they do go ahead and charge you that first month's membership fee, which is the $67.32.
Yeah, that's where I got lost on there. I
Yeah.
didn't realize it would be that short a time. And
Yeah.
I never logged in or clicked on anything for that membership. To where I can use it or browse the internet for anything. Just wondering if it's possible for a refund.
You said for a refund?
Yeah, and discontinue the
The membership.
yeah.
Okay, yeah, I believe I can do that. Give me just one second. I'll see about what I can do about the refund, but I'll get you canceled out first. So let's do this here. Right. I do have you canceled out here. Would you like a cancellation number for your records?
Yeah.
All right, let me know when you're ready for it.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie, 263-162-889.
Okay, repeat the first.
C as in Charlie, 263-162-889.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
All right, did you get it that time?
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, now let's see what it's gonna authorize. What's gonna let me do here for the 6732 charge. And I will tell you, regardless of what we get done here, your cancellation, everything, you can still get those vouchers in your email. I show here at laurenj64@reagan.com. They would have been sent there, but I don't know if you're like me. I get a lot of emails every day, so I don't really know where they all come from, I don't check ones that I don't know where they come from. But I do have a support email that you can – that if you email the support email saying I paid for my membership, I'd like my vouchers, then they'll send you the vouchers and a link to the store. And I'm almost positive you don't even have to enter card info. You can just use that $125 voucher for every step of the purchase.
I don't know if I can use vouchers. I don't live in a huge town or not, just a small, teeny little town.
What do you mean, like you say about the town?
Yeah, I don't know if I can use the vouchers. I don't know if they got stores if they're going to send me vouchers.
Oh, no. The vouchers are for the online store. It's an online gadget store. They'll ship you the gadgets. Kind of like the Stealth Elite drone. They have there's a whole online store full of gadgets, kind of like that drone that they can ship you. And the membership pays for a $125 digital voucher every month. A digital voucher that they would have sent. But
yeah.
I can get you a support email so that you can get your voucher that way instead of having, because I don't have whatever email address it would have come from in your email now. I don't know, but I know the support email that you can contact and get it from.
Yeah. I'd rather get the refund than go through all that process.
All right, let me see what I can do with that. All right, it is saying it's going to go ahead and authorize me to do a 37% refund just for the courtesy of for a misunderstanding, and that is $23.56 that would go back onto the same card that was charged within 3 to 5 business days.
That's all they're going to give me back?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, it is showing that they did send the voucher out, and so that voucher is still valid. Like I said, if you just happen to find it in your email, that is valid, no matter what refund or cancellation happens today.
I wouldn't know what company they're sending vouchers from. This, just like you said, I get so many emails. Like you said,
yeah,
I get the same thing. Oh, yeah, go ahead and give me the refund, that 30% of it was.
Okay. And if at any point you get to look in and can't find them, and you wanna get that voucher that you paid for, then please call us back and we can give you the support email. And I can promise you this: I've never had somebody call back after, like, somebody who wanted their vouchers. I've never experienced personally them call back saying they never got a voucher. So I know that is legit and that you can use them on the online store. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I processed that 35% refund. It successfully went through. Like I said, it'll reflect back in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Yep, you are already completely canceled out. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, that was it. I didn't realize all that crap was on there.
Yeah, I know, man, and I do know how sometimes the terms and conditions are all the way at the bottom, and they're tiny, and you got to click on them, and there's a thousand words of legalese that nobody without a law degree could really sift through, so I definitely understand.
Yeah. Thanks for your help.
No problem. I hope you have a good day, and Happy New Year's.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.